The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning today, the 1st of September. So good morning. Gosh. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob.
And good morning. Sunny today, a high around 95 degrees, mainly clear tonight. Low will be around 60. We've got that for the temperature drop tomorrow down into the mid-80s. Got a possibility of some rain on Thursday. Not holding out a lot of hope on that. It's still about the 20% range likelihood, but the lows will drop into the 50s overnight as we head towards the weekend. Right now in Reading, it is 69 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, veteran-owned business, locally owned, of course, and discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You want the really good news?
Really good
No news. Triple digits in sight for the next 10 days.
How about that? Really? So yeah, it's going to, really?
Yeah, we're down into the 90s and going into the fall pattern.
You know what?
Late Indian summer, isn't that what they is that even politically correct anymore?
If it's late Native American summer or fall, I'm not sure. Because that just leads me to something else. But before we get to that, here's a lot of things happening.
Mm.
Well, today out at Simpson, they're having their annual business luncheon out there. Talking about things that are going on with the university. But on Wednesday, tomorrow, from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at Shasta College, the Hunting Ground, presented by the District Attorney's Office. It's about universities and people that when they go there, the students that go there, that one in four is sexually assaulted at a university or a college. Yeah, it is scary. And when you think about it now, this documentary that was made by a couple of Academy Award nominated filmmakers have put this together. And the district attorney's office was in here, chief deputy district attorney Stephanie Bridget. I was on the show last week talking about it. She said this was really a good film. And she recommends that anybody that's going to be sending their kids to school see this. And then, of course, if they're in school, they see this, university see this, because it tells people how to be aware of what's going on, how to protect themselves. I mean, you think about it, 25% of the college students, it's not just females. Males are being sexually assaulted,
yeah,
too.
Oh, you look at the culture. I mean, an excellent example every spring out on Shasta Lake, the banners hanging off the houseboats and the drinking. And just ask the LEO some of the stories about the spring break kids.
Well, I saw one the other day when they were at this fraternity had these sheets hung out, and it said parents, drop your freshman daughter off here, and then this next sheet said drop her mom off here too. But it was just, you know, things like that are just, I mean, it's stupid. I mean, it's just stupid to say things like that. Anyway, this is going to be tomorrow, and it's free. Here's the best thing. It's free. It's at the Shasta College. It starts at 12:30 to 2. You can give them a call at 242-7626, or just call it the Shasta College and ask about this. Cowboy Up, Think Pink is starting September 19th. We'll be talking a lot more about that in the near future. Taste of Greek, September 12th, presented by the Shasta Library Foundation. It's a unique evening featuring Greek cuisine, beverages, and live auction. Dance to the music of Pat Karch Quartet. The MCs, of course, for that will be Linda and Carl Bott. And you haven't lived till you've seen us in our Greek costumes. I mean, we dress up in Thai costumes and Spanish costumes and French, German. But wait till you see us in the, you know what, it's almost, anyway.
What's that dance the Greek guys do?
I think it's no. It's La something.
Yeah, Laura. It's La, Greek.
Yeah, Laura, something yeah, like that. Yeah. And of course, then September 11th is the candlelight ceremony out at City of Shasta Lake. It starts at 6:30.
And the daybreak flag raising at the
right.
giant American flag,
that's
which
right.
September 11th. Yours truly will be out there doing the sounding.
We may be there. We may be there with you so we can be there for that day. It's a Friday. Honors at Arlington. Our guys and girls are back there, and today is the day they go on to Arlington and inter the six the remains of the six heroes. It's today. In fact, they are there right now. In fact, they've been there. In fact, it's over. It's over now, probably.
Oh, okay. Hey, I saw a Facebook posting from Fred. Did one of the riders go down or something? Something about a head injury? It was listed on Fred's Facebook.
Yeah, it could be. You know, I mean, it's a long trip. You know, and they run into weather out there, and it could be. You know, you're driving. If you're not ready to drive across country, that's a long ride.
What
happens is you could be a great safe driver, but if you've been, and I'm not saying it's one of our guys from out here, it could have been somebody that's joined them while they were there.
Yeah.
They could have bumped against something, they could have hit something, or it could just be as somebody is just after 5 days of 400, 500 miles a day, you know, you get tired.
Yeah. Well, so. Fred's got some postings about, and I think it's one of the riders in the hospital with a head injury.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else we have. I guess, you know what, that's about it. Now, what were you just talking about?
I want to talk
could we
Kat
say
about
Indians?
Can we? Oh, yeah, can we say Indian summer? Yeah. Is that politically correct anywhere? Is it allowable? Are all the terms that I grew up with, all the words I grew up with, are they now forbidden?
Well, let me talk about I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break because we want to get into this one, what's happening at Washington State University. You're not going to believe this. You know, can you get in trouble, really, for using the term male and female? And, of course, you would say, of course not. Not so fast there, Cleopatra. You might be able to get into trouble for this, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot, right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 69 degrees out there, going up to 93 today.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken. Beef from Hat Creek Grown and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local whole food store.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. It's Tuesday, the 1st of September here, 18 after 7 in the morning, 69 degrees, going up to 93 today. Oh, I like that song.
Yeah. I know you're not into the genre, but have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy?
What do you mean not into it, man? I've got that one DVR'd.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, any movie that starts off with this guy going into a place where there's, like, monsters trying to eat him, and he's playing this music, and he's kicking these little foot-sized monsters away, catching another one, feeding it to something else.
You know, that's a great film.
You know what? Frankly, it is a great film, and I enjoyed it. Because it laughs at itself in this.
Yeah. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
You know, it's got this pro wrestler. What's his name? But big guy, and plays a great part in it. And of course, he plays a kind of thug.
Yeah.
And then you've got some. You know what? How can you? You know, you've got something that's dressed like a. Is it a raccoon?
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon. He's a genetically enhanced life form, and then you have. I am Groot.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Rated in the top 100 hospitals for 3 years in a row. Top 100 hospitals in the nation. I don't know. That can't be that easy. You've got to know what you're doing. And they've been in the business over 70 years. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Yes, of all the hospitals in the nation, they are in the top 50. How do they do that? It's easy. Shasta Regional is treating people well. That's what they do. They are great at it. If you have to go to emergency room, you might want to, you know, God forbid, you might want to be heading to Shasta Regional Medical Center. They got a great emergency room there. Hey, okay, what I was talking about, when you were talking about Indian summer, I don't know if I can say that. Well, you know what? You better, maybe you should watch out for that. Because in Washington State University, in Pullman, Washington, of all places, professors are threatening bad grades, even expulsion from their classes for using certain words like, let me see, illegal aliens. But wait, there's more. Or male and female. Courses have banned the use of the term illegal aliens in some cases. And students have to defer, all right, you ready for this? Defer to non-white students. So you have to ask yourself, what do you mean defer? And the explanation on this is, well, so a lot of times non-white students are shy. And that they're shy and they may not express themselves. So you have to kind of defer to their experiences in life. Well, after this thing came out, that you have to, you know, you start talking about, and then in Northeastern, the white man's privilege, that you know you, that white, you know, can or you know are white men, it's impossible to oppress white men because white men are at the top of the food chain, you know, food cycle as far as food chain, as far as it comes to jobs and everything. So white men cannot be oppressed, and white men oppress. Well, you go in and you ask the students these things, and you know that this one girl firmly believes it. No, you're oppressive. You're an oppressive person, but I haven't done anything to you. But it's just you. Not you know you can't help being you. You're oppressive. And then when we had Nate here,
so stereotyping is against. You know, it's stereotyping is evil. So we stereotype the people who supposedly do the stereotyping.
That's right. Now, wait a minute. Now, let's go back to Washington State. This, I tell you what, you cannot believe when the manure hit the fan over this one that you're actually going to punish people for using the words male, female, or illegal alien. What about something called the First Amendment?
Yeah.
And so now the state, you know, the faculty or the administration has come out and said, well, they're relooking at what their definitions of this is. No student should ever have his right of free speech, oppressed on campus. Because, I mean, let's face it, that's what campuses are for. But then let's talk about this. You know, we had a member of our staff here who was taught that, the white man's privilege. I mean, the whole thing. White man's privilege, white man's privilege, white man's privilege. You're white, and that, therefore you're success. Really? And I walk outside, and I see people laying on the ground around here, kind of homeless or transients or something. Most of them up here are white, like 95% are white.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look like the white man's privilege has worked there. But then he comes and he tells me that's, well, it's because people look at you differently. If you were African American or Hispanic, they would look at you differently. Really? Okay. So,
I'll accept a certain amount of that.
There's probably a portion of that's probably right. But to say that the white man's privilege is because, and then we can do nothing wrong, I think is ludicrous.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is. I mean, to say that, to blame everything on the white man's privilege, or to say that, you know, white men are oppressors because we're at the top of the food chain. I mean, you don't hear them say that about, you know, wolves. You know, wolves are the top of the food chain. You don't say that they're oppressors.
Yeah. You know, stupidity seems to be pretty much independent of food, of skin color. just an observation.
Well, and speaking of that, let's go on to Black Lives Matter. This policeman, this sheriff's deputy shot down in Texas on Saturday. Guy comes up, shoots him in the back of the head, then shoots him 15 times while he's laying on the ground. And they've got the suspect for that. But at the same time, the Black Lives Matter had up in Michigan, I think, had a rally. And as they were marching along, they were saying things like, pig in a blanket, burn, cop, burn. Now, this to me is, you know, doesn't necessarily make them a terrorist organization. But it sure says something about these people and what they believe and what they are trying to spread. Here's a policeman that was shot down. And now, you'll hear, here's the argument that the liberal commentators are making. Well, that happened down in Texas. It didn't have anything to do with what was going on in Michigan. That's wrong. That's wrong. You're seeing cops getting shot at a higher rate this year and being attacked more. You get this one that was killed for no reason that anybody can, that knows, that anybody knows. And then you have the guy that shot, that used the terms, burn cop burn or pigs in a blanket when he was shooting at cops in New York. Then you have these people chanting this as they're marching down the street. What if it had been a white neo-Nazi group that was marching down the street saying, kill black people. Let's lynch the next one. Lynch boys, lynch, whatever it is. It would be like on national TV, and they'd be exploding against this. They'd be wanting like the Democratic National Party, wanted to. They tried to make a. They wanted to recognize Black Lives Matter. But their resolution wasn't strong enough for the people, and they refused it, which may work out for the Democrats now. But the bottom line on this is that marching down the street saying things like this after, you know, another human being was just murdered like that for no other reason than he was wearing a that nobody knows, no other reason that except he's wearing a sheriff's, you know, a police uniform, a sheriff's deputy's uniform. And was it because he was white? I don't know.
I was reminded there was an incident in Red Bluff, I think about 12 years ago, where a Red Bluff police officer was refueling his car, and this nut job guy, white supremacist sort, comes up and just shoots the cop at point blank range.
Wow.
Ambushed him. That was a big stir. But it wasn't, of course, there was no racial component in it. This was just a nut.
Well, it happens, and then and so when you get this, they're going to say, "Oh, well," you know, and so the father, and I understand his grieving of the two people that were killed in North Carolina by this guy, by this black, this black fellow who was wanting a race war according to his manifesto, that shot this man and woman at close range and chased him down the street and killed the woman. The father's calling for stricter gun laws and then has to admit that even with the gun laws he wants would have made no difference. This guy went out. He illegally passed a background check. He bought the gun, and then he killed these two people with it. So there's, you know what, the legal possession of a firearm does not make a firearm wrong. Because I have legal possession of a firearm. You have legal possession of a firearm. Probably everybody we know has some kind of legal possession of a firearm. Is that right?
And by and large, the vast 99.99999% of them are never fired in anger.
And in surveys they're taking now, it looks like crooks get their guns by buying them off the street or selling them. They don't go to places and buy their guns. They don't go to gun shows. They don't go to private individuals. They usually, you know, that are selling them legally, they buy them off the street. And I don't know now where do those guns come from. There's another question. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. We got a lot of things going on today. We've got Shasta County Fly Fishing Group. They're putting together, building their new clubhouse, and about what's going on in the SAC. A few other things going on today, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right down on the middle of Hilltop Drive. They have Espresso Joe's, which is great coffee, and all different types of drinks, brews, wines, et al. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, and a walk-in humidor that is just outstanding. All of this right down on Hilltop. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Veteran-owned business. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Marty Stewart does it all. Honky tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th. Don't miss 5-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Lindabot, Linda's on assignment today. Yeah, it's 7:31 here on the 1st of September. 69 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. You got a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length on that window? Guess what? Jeff Wirst can fix it. He guarantees his work. If he can't do it, he'll tell you right up front. Man of integrity. A man of honor. He's a veteran. He's been running this business for, gosh, you know, it must be like 15 years now. Right here in Redding. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. Right here in Redding. Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Guarantees his work. I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield. It's been there now for, what, 7 years? That's how long I've been talking about it. It's never grown. It's perfect. You can't see it. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Dick Recchia. Did I pronounce that right?
That's right.
I did. I pronounced that right. With the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing.
Right.
Club?
Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers, Inc.
Inc. Inc.
A 501c3 okay. Charitable organization.
Now, I've been talking about joining this organization now for 6 years, maybe eight. And I think I've kind of finally joined. I think I won money.
You did
though.
Join. You're on the membership
join.
List.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the membership list. All right, I'm there. Yeah.
You have, in fact, gotten a fly into the water and caught yourself two or three times in the process.
I have. I caught myself 3 times a few weeks ago on the sack. Went down the sack, and I've got photos of fish I've caught.
Oh, really?
Oh, great. I mean, these were huge. Okay, the first one wasn't huge, but the rest of them were pretty big. I mean, fighting them up and down the sack. You know, one time he tried to get in the boat. We all left the boat, and we had to get back in because it was so big.
We're coming into some of the best fishing now, fry fishing for the sack.
Tell us about the club, Dick.
Well, it's a club started 1978 with 24 people meeting in the basement of what was the old fly shop, and now we have 230 members. Community oriented.
It is a cross section of our community. It really, really is.
Yeah, we have classes for every aspect of fly fishing, from fly tying to rod building. Our a very big youth program, lots of conservation programs. One of the big programs we're going to be doing this year in October, we're going to be working with the city of Redding. We're going to float down the river and clean up the banks of the Sacramento River, which if anybody has been floating down that river, they know there's a lot of trash. Unfortunately, it keeps getting worse. That's our big conservation project for the year. We have...
Better bring those big yellow gloves.
Big yellow gloves, yeah. Big orange bags and a lot of volunteers. It's going to be a great program. One of our premier programs, though, is, because you were a master of ceremonies at the program, is Project Healing Waters, which uses fly fishing as therapy for wounded and disabled veterans.
Let me just tell you that you all put it on. And when I was invited to be the MC, I knew about it, but I had no idea the depth of it and what it does for people. I think it was something like, 20 boats out? 20 or 30 boats?
21.
21 boats, 21 veterans, 21 sponsors, and 21 guides out on the river for 2 days. And coming back and comparing what they had caught, telling great stories. But what it does for the veterans, for our combat veterans that have come back that are transitioning back into civilian life, or back in civilian life, and this just gives them a great opportunity to diffuse a lot of times.
It's amazing to see a veteran who comes into the program, particularly the vets from the Middle East who have post-traumatic stress syndrome, and mm-hmm. and some of them have it so bad they really can't function. And 6 or 7 months later, to see what the association with the other members, what fly fishing does. Fly fishing is a great therapy for whatever ails anybody, but particularly post-traumatic stress syndrome.
It's a mood level.
It is.
It really is.
And to have a veteran come up to you and say, you've changed my life, it's almost tear-jerking. We have 41 wounded and disabled vets in our program. It's one of the biggest in the state. A very active program. They meet every Monday at our little tiny clubhouse on Bonaventura Drive for classes. You helped us raise some money at that floating trip to pay for all of their fishing and equipment. It's a no-cost program. Unfortunately, one of the things that's happening to us is we're losing our little clubhouse because we're out of space. Our club has grown so big. So we have embarked on a joint program with the city of Reading to build a clubhouse in Clover Creek Park Preserve. The city gave us the property. And we are building the facility and raising the funds. And up to date, we have put in all the underground utilities with our workers, some of them vets, out there digging ditches and laying pipe. And we've got the pad in. It's going to be a beautiful facility for the city where we can keep our youth education programs going, where the vets can operate, and we can have a long-term facility for future generations.
So. Well, this is for the whole club can go out there.
Yeah.
And be there for their monthly meetings. And the monthly meeting is, the next one I think is the 12th.
It's a week from tomorrow night.
So it'll be the 9th.
The 9th.
That's right.
At the UPEC meeting hall on Marina Pacific Drive. We've got a great speaker. He's going to be talking about fishing the lower sac below Red Bluff for steelhead, shad, and bass. Most people don't think about the Sacramento River for bass fishing as well as for trout. So every month we have great speakers.
You know, and plus you have classes that the Incorporated, the Club Incorporated puts on for the basics. One that just takes you from, okay, here I am, I'm showing up, I don't really know what fly fishing is. I mean, through the the study of insects, everything, you know, how to set up your equipment, the type of equipment you need, and then there's fishing trips.
Yes, every month we have at least two, that's a great experience, especially for the new fly fishers, because they can go with a more experienced partner, who can show them why they're doing what they're doing, how to do it, and help them catch fish, and yes, also get to meet other members, and then you kind of develop a fishing partner you can go on your own. And now through the winter months is kind of our educational period. So we're going to be having classes on etymology, fly tying, rod building.
Etymology means the study of insects.
Yeah,
and if you don't study insects, you're not going to catch a lot of fish.
That's right. You have to know what's flying around because that's what the trout are eating. And you just put on the same fly, and hopefully you'll catch fish.
Hopefully you catch fish.
Yeah.
Something that looks like it.
Yeah.
And then there's you know what? I've, of course, been reading about fly fishing ad nauseum, as Linda says, because I've got like 4 books always stacked up. 337 things you need to know about fly fishing. You know, fly fishing for dummies.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Fly fishing for dummies. And, I mean, it is, too. But I'm not kidding you. And he goes, and it starts you out. Okay, this is a fishing pole. And this is how it works. Oh, okay, I got that part. Anyway, this is great. Now, people, of course, you always want more people in that want to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me personally on my cell phone, 356-0547, 356-0547.
And we're going to put a link, too, by the way, when I get the information from Dick. We're going to put it on our website.
Okay.
But this is – the other thing, too, is to build this clubhouse. And, again, this is a lot of the people that use this clubhouse the most are wounded warriors.
Yeah, that's correct. And if they want to check on the status of the clubhouse or hopefully make a donation, they can go to our website, which is ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org. All the information is on there. They're more than welcome to come next Wednesday to our meeting. It's open to the public. We even serve coffee and cookies.
Before the meeting. For all you people that aren't watching your carbs.
And starts at 6. Meeting starts at 6:30. You'll have a great time. You can learn more about us and you can join.
And this time the speaker is going to be about fishing the Lower Sac, right?
The Lower Sac. Yeah.
Now, I've got a couple minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fishing wildlife biologist when I was there a couple months ago.
Right.
About planting. Now, I don't know if I understood him right, but because all of y'all just kind of looked around at each other when he said this.
Yeah.
And this, you know what I'm talking
about, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It was a little controversial.
This is the head guy up here.
Yeah.
For fish, and he says, "Well, I really need you all to come out and fish the McLeod, right?
The Upper Sac McLeod
and McLeod, and it's okay if you poach.
Yeah.
And because they needed fish to
check. Needed 60 fish." From the Upper Sac and 60 from the McLeod.
On a certain day.
Yes, to take a sample. They wanted us to kill the fish, which is really against our religion because we're catch and release guys.
Right.
Because the federal government is doing a study on the possibility of having salmon transported around the lake and put in the Upper Sac. And that was the reason for determining the type of species that were in the natural waters of the Upper Sac and the McLeod.
They're gonna grab these fish. They're gonna trap these fish, the salmon.
Yeah.
Transport them around the lake.
Yeah.
And put them into the river.
That is the possible plan. This, as you gathered from the biologist, the state biologist. He wasn't too excited about it.
It's a billion-dollar plan. Right?
Yeah. He wasn't too excited, but he said he was going to cooperate with the federal government.
If they so you get to fish in the river, and the river goes up, and they spawn, where do they go to?
That's true. That's a question. That's a question.
Do we trap them on the way down?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, let me break in on what we're doing. We have Linda Kent on the phone from our Missing in America project, who's back in Arlington. And today was a big day, Linda.
Yes, it is. We're right outside Arlington right now getting ready to go in. We're all lined up. The families are in right now. So we're just waiting till they're done so we can go in and do our services.
Oh, that's great. Hey, there's something on Facebook. Somebody was injured.
Yeah, the gentleman, we had one of our riders go down. He is doing better, though.
Was it one of our guys from Redding?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's still bad, but heart thumps, because we know everybody that left out of here from Redding.
Right. No, it was one of our other writers out of another state, but he's doing better, and so we're just waiting for another update on him.
Great. Okay, good. Our prayers with him. Okay, so everybody made it back. You're sitting outside at the gates of Arlington. Is it big, huh?
Yes. Very big. We had a wonderful escort in by all the police from the motel for about 35 miles. They brought us in.
Wow. Yeah, you were down in Dumfries or someplace down there, right?
Yeah, that's where we were last night. So they brought us in from there. And like I say, now we're just outside the gate getting ready to go in, waiting for the families to get done inside there. Buffalo soldiers have teamed up with us. We've got our last veteran to take in this morning, and I'd say we're at least 75 bikes. We're probably almost a mile long right now.
Wow. Wow. Have you been able to ride yet on one of the bikes?
Yep. I spent 2 days riding. Loved it. It was awesome. Through Kentucky and that area was beautiful.
It's great. It's great, isn't it? Yeah. Well, you know what? Everybody's talking about it, and we're just so proud of you all and everything you've done.
Well, thank you.
Okay, now, so when are you coming back?
I'm flying out Friday. I'll fly into Redding.
Okay, so you're hanging around there for a couple of days?
Yep. I've never been to Washington, and there's a lot to see here, so I'm going to spend a couple of days taking in the sights and then fly home.
I tell you what, the Smithsonian, Jefferson, and Monticello and all those places, you just got to, going out and see them, see these things, see how beautiful it is, our country and our history.
Yep, that's what we plan on doing. So, like I say, we're just staging right now, getting ready to go in. So.
Okay. Well, look, thank you so much, Linda, for the phone call. And we were, you know, I knew it was looking at your event timeline here that you all must have been getting close. So, look, thank you so much for what you've done. And when you get back, we can't wait to get you on the show so we can talk about it, you and Fred, and more.
All right, that would be great.
Okay. Hey, God bless you all and for everything you've done.
All right, thank you. We will talk to you soon, sir.
You bet. Be careful.
All right.
That was Linda Kent, who's with the Missing in America project that took heroes back to Arlington.
Great thing.
Oh, gosh. You know what? And to hear people say, oh, I didn't know about it. I didn't even know about it. You know what? I'm not just saying it was on our radio station, because it wasn't. It was on everything. And people have no idea how huge this thing is. Anyway, hey, we're here with Dick Recchia, and he's the you are what? You used to be the president. Are you still the president?
I'm the vice president in charge of clubhouse construction.
Oh, okay.
I was president for 5 years, yeah.
Now, the big thing on this is, and we got to take a break, is that we're building this clubhouse. You know, donations are accepted.
Oh, absolutely.
And so how do they get a hold of you one more time?
Call me on my cell phone, 356-0547, or go to our website, www.ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org. And all the contact information is on there.
Great.
We're also on Facebook.
This is not the last time you're going to be on. We're going to have you on kind of on a regular basis, kind of keeping track of everything, because I want to talk about it in conjunction with veterans and the Veterans Administration, too. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 1st of September. Linda's on assignment this morning, and we just have a number of things we're trying to get through today. But good morning. Hey, it's 10 minutes till 8 here on the 1st of September, like I said. 70 degrees out there, going up to 96. Phone lines here are 605-4567. At the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Gary Cadd in here, Reading City Council. We've got a few things to talk about to Mr. Cadd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Give him a call. He can handle it all. I tell you what, Leonard and his and the all the jewelry he has of the finest quality, ranging from estate jewelry to from necklaces and just baubles to rings that are worth well over $100,000. He's got it all there. The best selection in town and the highest quality and best prices. Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Hey, I'm here with Glenn Schaefer today from Simpson University, and he's heads up the Simpson University for Seniors, even though it's not seniors.
It's open to anybody.
It's adults of any age.
Yes.
Right. You know what?
Good morning.
We talked about, good morning. We talked about this before that, you know, why limit yourself to this? Because you have great classes. Anywhere from talking about World War II to something like, what is Islam?
Yes.
And I think that right there would be a very interesting class. And so I ought to get Don Bolchandani in here to talk about this.
Let me tell you a little bit about her. She came to Reading several years ago, has only recently been married, got a master's degree in Jerusalem, spent some time in Bethlehem, and then worked for a while in Iraq. So she's very...
I worked a while in Iraq.
Yes, she did.
So did I. We probably were doing different things.
Yeah, you were doing different things.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's going to lead us. The way that we get our 14 courses is I send out a survey to find out how what people are really interested in. And out of the 40 entries, we chose the 14 that we have. We tried to do it across the board in science and literature, and we don't have any courses in math, of course, because these courses are for interest. They are not required. There are no required homework or anything.
This is just you go to class, you sit there, you do discussions, and you learn.
That's correct.
And you don't get grades on it.
That's correct.
I like that. Now, here's some of the offerings here. And yes, there are, you know, this is, you know, Simpson University. It's a Christian university. So you're going to have those, like the Bible as literature. But you're also going to have, like I said, World War II, the European theater, the history of African-American spirituals and gospel music.
Correct.
They're going to play a lot of music there.
And yeah, I don't know. What we do is we choose the presenters and then turn them loose.
Okay.
This is for we have people with a passion, and Dr. Myers is one who has a passion about this kind of music.
The American Indians You Never Knew and Their Contributions to History.
Yeah, these are South American Indians.
Okay.
And the man who's teaching that spent about 25 years in South America, and so he's very familiar with the
About the Inca civilization of
Correct.
South America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and I'm not sure which one it was, I think it was the Mayan that just disappeared, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Right.
It was a tremendous civilization, and they just kind of left.
Right.
The other one, okay, this is one that is really close to everybody's heart here in California. Whiskey, Water, and Fighting, A History of Drought and Flood in California by Nadine Bailey. Let me tell you, if anybody knows, of course, it's Nadine Bailey on this.
Yeah.
You know what? When is that? That's in February.
Yes.
I'm going to have to take that class.
Yeah. The classes are from 10:20 to 11:20, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They are for 10 one-hour sessions. The reason why we do it 10:20 to 11:20 is that we began the program for seniors, and seniors don't like to drive at night. And the only time during the daytime that we could have any kind of classes was when the students were in chapel, the traditional undergrad students were in chapel. So that's 10:20 to 11:20.
Okay. Well, that's a good time. Now, how do people sign up for this?
People sign up either... they can go online at Let's see. SimpsonU.edu/senior school.
Okay. SimpsonU.edu/senior school.
Correct.
Okay. And they can sign up, and then you can see registration for the fall. September, this is this month here. What is Islam and the Bible as literature? In October, World War II and the history of African American spirituals and gospel music.
And the one that I'm going to be teaching in November is Righteous Among the Gentiles, Saving Jews in World War II.
Yeah, what's that one going to be about, Glenn?
Well, there are a number of years ago, I take students and adults to Israel, started in 1981. We always go through the Holocaust memorial over there. And in 2009, instead of going through there, I went through the forest over there where there are over 25,000 names that are listed. And I really got interested in the topic of how you would save a Jew during World War II. And out of that, then I've created, or I'm in the process of creating this course. I'm not done with it, because there's so many stories to be told.
Better hurry up here. Got just a couple months.
Yeah.
We have people like Dottie Smith, who is well-known, historical.
Correct.
A lady that knows the history of Shasta County is going to be teaching a class next March on pioneers who shaped Shasta County. The brave men traveled to Shasta County beginning in the late 1840s, though through unknown and uncharted territory, to begin a new and prosperous life in the gold country. So I think that's going to, you know, you've got the 400 silent years between the Old and New Testaments.
Yeah, and then another one.
There's nothing in between this. There's 400 years between them?
Yeah, there are 400 years between the last of the writing of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New. But they are not silent years. We know a lot in terms of history and the literature that was written during that period of time. Dr. Walmark has been at the school even longer than I have. He has since retired, but he loves to teach this section of ancient history.
Oh, cool. Okay, so this is Simpson University, and this is for anybody.
This is for
any adult can come there and take these classes. And how much are these classes?
These classes are $95 for the month, or $145 if a couple signs up for the same class. And last year we started a program whereby if you take three courses during a given year, we give you the fourth one free.
Okay, that's cool.
So we have some people who have registered for almost every month for the last 5 years. So we have some repeats, people who love to learn. And this is for the joy of learning. There are no required homework. I say no required because a number of students say, well, what else can I learn? What else can I do?
Uh-huh.
But no required homework.
Okay. All right. So, again, you can sign up by just getting online to simpsonu.edu/senior school, or just give them a call at 226-4758 out there at Simpson and talk about this course. And the first one's getting ready to start here pretty soon.
Right. A week from tomorrow.
And that's going to be What is Islam? You know, I need to get this lady on sometime during this month to talk about that.
Okay.
Talk about what is Islam so people can ask questions. I think probably what she's probably be good at answering those. Thank you very, very much for being with us, Glenn.
Thank you, Carl,
Schaefer,
who handles
this whole program. Simpson University for seniors, however, these classes are for any adults that are interested in this. You've got some time on your hands. You may not think that you're a senior, like Bob. Bob doesn't think he's a senior, but he can go to these. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after the messages here with Gary Cadd.
For the councilman.
I have questions for the councilman, too. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air in the North State for over 20 years, a better-known business. Martin and his people have provided just outstanding work for any make or model of heating and cooling systems. This is the man to go to. You got a problem, he'll get it fixed. They take care of you like your family. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, it's 70 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for bringing us the weather report. Give them a call at 365-3793. Another veteran-owned business, as is Alliance Heating and Air. It's 8 o'clock here, the first day of September 2015. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Politics continuing to play a big role in the issue of marriage in the state of Kentucky. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against the county clerk there who says her Christian religion should exempt her from having to issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples. The High Court has denied Clerk Kim Davis's request for a stay while she pursues an appeal. In the 2 months since the court legalized so-called homosexual marriage, Davis has refused to issue marriage licenses of any kind, and now that could lead to fines or even jail time. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations will be reviewing a police shooting in suburban Atlanta in which officers responded to a suspicious person report at the wrong address.
Officers did identify themselves, but what happened after that is yet to be determined.
That is DeKalb County Director of Public Safety, Cedric Alexander, whose comments are on WSB-TV.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to the homeowner, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the officer who suffered a severe critical injury.
Police say it is not clear who fired first. Immigration agents have arrested more than 240 people in a major sting operation.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that more than half of the 244 people arrested last week had felony convictions, and the rest had significant or multiple misdemeanor convictions. It says the numbers underscore an emphasis on deporting those who commit crimes or pose a public safety threat.
That report from correspondent Keith Peters. Well, some big surf washing up on the shore of Hawaii, all compliments of Hurricane Ignacio, even though it is getting a little weaker. Jeff Powell has forecasted the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu.
These tropical systems, when they pass north of the islands, they tend to drag a big plume of deep tropical moisture up north with them.
Meanwhile, another Hurricane Ximena is right on Ignacio's heels. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
New research says your weight in middle age may play a role in developing Alzheimer's disease later in life. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
Researchers at the National Institutes of Health report being overweight or obese at age 50 may affect the age years later when one develops Alzheimer's. In short, more midlife pounds meant earlier onset of the disease. A study reported in the journal Molecular Psychiatry says it will take larger studies to prove if the opposite is true, that keeping trim in middle age might stall the onset of Alzheimer's. The findings were culled from the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging, one of the longest-running projects to track what happens to healthy people as they get older. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
U.S. construction spending in July climbed to its highest level in more than 7 years. It was boosted by an increase in the building of houses, factories, and power plants. The Commerce Department says the construction spending overall rose 0.7%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
A private survey finds that growth in U.S. manufacturing slowed down last month to the lowest pace in more than 2 years. The Institute for Supply Management, that's a trade group for purchasing managers, reports that its manufacturing index slid to 51.1 on its scale last month, out from a reading of 52.7 in July. That was a second straight drop and marked the weakest reading since May of 2013. Anything above 50 on that scale does signal some kind of growth. U.S. auto sales expected to drop in August, but a quirk in the calendar, not lack of demand, is probably what's to blame. Labor Day, typically one of the biggest sales weekends of the year, as dealers hold model year-end clearance sales and new models start showing up on lots. Last year, Labor Day weekend was counted as part of the August sales. This year it will be counted in September. Sales of new cars and trucks are expected to drop 3% from a year ago in August. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. It's a great day. Give us a call at 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sonny. It's kind of a little slow room in there, Bad Bob, in our chat
it
room.
It is, it is.
Amsterdam is off the air, and, you know, hey, so good morning, everybody. Bob.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 95 degrees.
Sound, wait a minute. Don't do that because you know why, right? You know why. You're starting to sound like Cousin Buford there for a second.
Buford.
95 degrees for a high today, overnight low in the 60. And cooling off as we head into the week. No triple digits in sight. Yay, possibility of rain on Thursday night. Not a huge one at the moment. Right now in Reading, we have 72 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business, give them a call at 365-3793. They offer discounts to seniors and veterans, by the way. Hey, on Thursday, that's right, day after tomorrow, head on down to the Elements Lounge at Wind River. And Gary's coming down. You see, you're coming down. Gary Cad's with us here today, too. Come on down to Elements Lounge from 7 to 9. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be singing. Linda's there with her gang. She's also got Joe Catania coming in and Joe Larson. Joe's just outstanding trombone player, and of course Joe Catania is well known around town for his standards and how he does with his Sinatra and such genre. But they're going to be there. It's going to be a great night. A lot of music, a lot of new things, a lot of new songs. All of this at Elements Lounge this Thursday night. If you get there, 6:30, get yourself dinner, and they have a special menu, Romance on the River, where steak and lobster is $21. That's right, $21 there. Elements, give them a call at 243-3377. Make reservations. It's always full. Tell me you want to get up front so you can hear and see everything that's going on. Then you're close to the dance floor, too. Then you get to see Reading City Councilman Gary Cad out there tripping the light fantastic with his wife, Linda. Okay. All right. That's this Thursday, the 3rd of September, Elements Lounge, Wind River. Okay. A lot of things going on. I mean, I get every week. I get the, I guess maybe it's every other week. The lady, nice lady, sends me the city council, I don't know, it's the agenda, I guess, the agenda for the city council. So I open it up and I sit down. I'd usually send it to me on a Thursday. And so I get it and I open it up, kind of almost feel like getting a little bag of popcorn, and I kind of, you know, I go through it, you know, and I read things in it. And some things it's kind of like, oh, we got to do this and this. I mean, it's just really pedantic. I mean, you just kind of like, oh, okay, you know, I'm glad I'm not doing that. But then you get into some other things. And the first one that just kind of just struck me for this council meeting on Tuesday is that y'all are voting on 2.2% pay raises for mid-level management.
Well, it's mid-level and upper level.
And upper level, because yeah, I know that, like, the assistant city manager falls into it. Mm-hmm. I imagine Barry Tippin falls into it.
Barry Tippin
didn't he just get a raise, though?
You know, Carl, I'm not going to say yes because I really don't. Well, a year ago they did.
Oh, a year ago. Okay.
Yeah, a year ago they did. After, I'm going to read something here to you folks and give you a little background here. A year after receiving a raise, Reading's top brass are poised to receive a bump in pay. Last year, 2% increase to executives, an estimated cost to the city of $237,000. Most of that money, $200,000, came out of the general fund. General fund pays for police and fire. I wonder if we had not have given that $200,000 raise, if we could have hired
another one policeman,
one or maybe two.
Two community service.
You see, we're on a roll there. See, so I wonder about that one. Then in addition, the council on Tuesday will increase the pay to certain supervisory positions, so as to keep up with the 2.5% increase the employees received by the Reading Independent Employees Organization that are due to receive in December. So they're wanting compaction again here. Then that adjustment would cost the city $78,000, of which $15,600 would come out of the general fund. Now this is the paragraph that really sort of bugs me a bit. The city's leadership team is exceptional. I agree. It is essential to the organization to deliver outstanding services to the community in support of the city's mission. A modest wage adjustment to keep wages on a par with the cost of living would demonstrate the city values these employees and would be well received. This is off their report. Then the last sentence in that paragraph, it would also help to limit to a limited extent to mitigate some salary compression issues that are becoming more pronounced. The salary compression issues are when we give, and I don't like to use this term, but rank and file, all the lower employees, all the people that really do a lot of the work in the city of Reading, when they get raises, then they get raised up. Then all of a sudden, upper management says, well, wait a minute, they are too close to us, so then we need to get a raise. So when this, that's right, Bob. When I started out as a council member, I already knew this was coming, and I said, now wait a minute, you guys are going to give raises here, and once you give this group here a raise, it's going to trickle up, not down. It trickles up to the upper, all the way to the top. So when do we stop this wage adjustment upward spiral that's been going on for years and years? That we can't afford it. We have over $300 million. Folks, listen to what I just said. $300 million in unfunded pensions. Now, this isn't something that's put off into the future. We're on a payment plan for both CalPERS and PARS. We're on a payment plan. And the payment plan for PARS is roughly about $6.5 million a year. We'll continue paying that for 10 years. And PARS is accelerated. It starts out this year, and it will accelerate up to 2019. And then that figure in 2019 will continue for an additional 20 years. And that figure is going to be roughly in the neighborhood of about $12 million.
So how much money do you think we lost on this last, you know, stock market readjustment that the state lost? I mean, probably, what, a few billion?
Oh, more than that. I mean, you've got to realize just how
big. I mean, just talking about this last week.
Yeah.
I mean, August was the worst month they've had in the stock market, and I think, and they said 7 years, if you can believe that, you know, in August. So that means is that we've had to readjust a little bit. Every time the state readjusts, we have to pay more.
Right. Well,
is that correct?
That's right. Yes. Any time they come up short, they have their hand out and we pay. And it's already in the contract. If they come up short, cities pay. And so the unfunded pensions are one thing. If they do not receive 7.5% return on their investments, then we make up the difference. In 2011, they made 1%. We made up 6.5%. 2012 and 2013, they made upwards of 10% in both those years in that general neighborhood. Then in 14, they made 2.14%. which means we're going to pick up again. And these amounts are usually 2 years out by the time that CalPERS figures out how much they actually lost and how much we owe before they come into the figures. And one thing that's maddening is CalPERS gives us a percentage of salary that we have to pay. And it's hard to turn that into dollars. I'm in the process of talking to some folks to see if we can't get that done and have an actual figure so we can have actual figures of what's going on and what the city's indebtedness is. But somewhere along the line, we have to stop giving raises. Now, I know the city employees out there are going to be screaming and yelling at Gary Catt, but when you don't have the money, you have to do something different. What happened to the city of Reading in 2008, 9, and 10, late 07, and 8, 9, and 10? We cut back. People were laid off. We've got people in town that used to have decent jobs, and they may not even be working now. In this global economy we have, as far as I can see in this city, that we're coming back, but we're not coming back with any strength at all. We have problems. So let's face our problems. Let's all buck it up. Let's face our problems and see what we need to do. One thing I want to mention, Carl, now that you've let me rattle on, there's going to be a meeting, actually a discussion is the way it's termed, with Tom Basinko, our sheriff, concerning mental health and our jails. It's going to be September the 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the First Nazarene Church on Bocelli Lane. Folks, we need to be there and listen to that, because I think the sheriff is exactly right in mental health and jails is what we need.
Oh, no, we need, you know, the whole thing is tied together. Let's take a break, though, and because I want to talk about both those when we get back. I want to talk about the raises and there's a couple of things that are going on in city council that I'm just kind of just wondering about when these things are going to happen, because we've heard so much about that this is going to happen and this is going to happen, but we haven't heard that yet. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. You know, John Bastiani started this business, you know, 7 years ago, or six, yeah, 7 years ago, during a big, big battle of what's, you know, during our economy. He's made a huge success out of his store. And he's done it by customer service, knowing what his customers want. Pistols, long guns, shotguns, ammunition, shooting accessories, he's got them all there, including classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, all of it. One-stop shopping right there, locally owned, locally operated, owned by people from right here in town, Bastiani Arms, and veterans get discounts. That's right, veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, or give them a call at 222-8222. I was just in there yesterday, and they've got ammo of all kinds, and some really, really great deals. If you're looking for those 223 or 556 magazines for your sport rifle, well, they've got them there, and they've got them on sale. And you can't believe the price on them. They're just great price. Under market, you know, is the sale price. All this at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Gary Cadd, Reading City Councilman.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Nate Abarea back here with Dr. Sam Carino of the Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000, and what it can do to improve your health and your life.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica. Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical spinal decompression, like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs. We want the people of Shasta County to improve their health and become stronger in their bodies. Our all-inclusive care program includes physiotherapies, nutrition, exercise, decompression, and chiropractic care.
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300, 243-2300, or check them out online, ShastaSpine.com.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Good morning, everybody. 8:23 in the morning here. 72 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Isn't that nice? It's going to be a great, great, great,
beautiful day.
Beautiful day. It's a beautiful day today. You can't ask for more than what today is going to be. I think it's going to be nice. I think that we're going to be able to get into it. Even though it's going to be 93, it's not going to be that bad. And you know, September's here. You know, it's going to start getting cooler. But then what happens? Then you got to start working. Then you start looking at, it's going to start getting cold. And if El Nino hits, like they're talking about, that El Nino hits, it's going to be the gargantuan of this. And even though Bob does not believe it yet, Bob does not believe that's going to happen yet, because there's too many ifs?
Yeah, and climate is what you expect. Weather is what you get. And often the twain shall not meet.
I like that. That's kind of cool, you saying things like that. That's kind of cool. All right. Hey, our guest is Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd. And we're talking about this raise of the for city employees, but the mid-management and above, 2.2% raise. And what I have here is just a report to the City of Council, report to Reading City Council. I mean, this is for everybody to read, right? Mm-hmm. And this says executive management pay for performance salary plan. And it says a monthly salary range, and it just, let's just use as an example of a director of an electric utility, from $9,844 a month to $15,816. Now, does that mean that $15,816 is the most he can make a month?
That's the salary range.
Okay, so he can make anywhere in between here, right? Now, is this 2.2% over the top of this?
I have no idea. The way that's written, there's no way of really understanding whether it is or not.
Okay, so this means is that, so do we know how much, I mean, if everybody's topped out here, the director of public works, you know, here's the good thing, guys. If you work for the city, that you have a good salary if you're up there in those directors and in those mid-level managers. It's a real, I mean, compared to everybody else in town, it's a great salary. The downside is I can look it up and say, hey, look how much money Brian Crane made last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just say, for this one, it's $12,199 a month. Do you as a city councilman know if everybody's tapped out? Is everybody over to the far right, in other words? The least they can make as a fire chief is $7,916 a month as a fire chief. The most they can make is $12,525 a month. But that's not true because they can also get overtime, right? This is for fire chiefs.
Well, the fire chief is monthly, so I don't think they get paid overtime.
Okay.
But go ahead.
There's fire captains and
overtime. Yeah.
Okay, they can get. In fact, they're in the top of your salary range a lot of times.
Right.
Fire captains.
Total salary.
Okay, so the director of public works can make $12,199 a month. Then he's topped out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know if this 2.2% raise is.
Well, the way that's written, I don't have any idea if that's the 2.2 added into it or what it is. See, the thing with it is, Carl, we had this in closed session, and I have a document in front of me, which is the closed session confidential attorney-client privilege, which I cannot let you see.
I know.
Not you, but I would get shot.
Well, I know. So, I was reaching for it, and you slapped my hand.
Right. So, but this is rather interesting. This does show some differences. But what I was wanting is for this exact issue to come out on today's agenda. Now, see, the report for today's agenda you have in your hand. It's the blue paper.
Right.
See, and that is the document that's going to be used for tonight's meeting. But on that document, you really can't see what it was and what it's going to be. And in the closed session document,
but you're
talking
about
that.
Two different things there, huh?
Yeah, I can tell you this: in the closed second session document, it does show what it was and what it's going to be.
Well, in the increasing the salary range, and this is the open one here, salary range of the department director and division manager classifications by 2%, and authorizing a general 2% salary increase for the unrepresented employees in these classifications. Have they lost money since 2008? These people in these positions?
No.
They haven't.
Well, no, I can't say that. Some of them went on furlough, which they lost 10%, because that's when they closed the city down, in which we're still on furlough. We still have one bargaining unit that hasn't come to a conclusion, so we can't stop the furloughs until that happens. But I can't say no, they haven't, because they have started paying their employee portion of CalPERS, which there's 9% or 7%. It's all but this one group that hasn't done it yet. So I can't say that they haven't decreased. We have not lowered their salary. As far as the pensions, that has kicked in. So and then the furloughs, but actually doing a minus. In other words, saying you're making $2 an hour and we're going to minus you down to $1.50. That's not happening. We can do it. We've been told in the past you can't, but you can do it. Go to a minus. But they have not actually given back. And the thing with it is the employees, I know they're going to scout me, but when we got this unfunded pensions, one of these days the people of the city of Reading are going to have to wake up and listen that we do have over $300 million in unfunded pensions, and we really don't have the money for it. Where's the money going to come from?
Raise taxes.
Well, we're going to have a sales tax in. They're already talking about a sales tax now for public safety.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. But, no, that's how you do it then. If you don't have the money, then you raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's simple. Of course, you have to have probably an initiative and a referendum
Well, then if we're going to have a sales tax increase, the sales tax increase they're talking about having now, is that going to wind up being the unfunded pension sales tax?
Well, if 55% of it goes to the police, then maybe the other 45%, or law enforcement, I should say, the other 45% should go to the unfunded liabilities, and there you go.
Well, that's it. But if that, if the thing with
but
the
that's got to be written in there like that. Otherwise, yeah. Otherwise, people, you rapacious city council people will take it and use it for anything you want.
Yeah, and I don't trust this city council or any other city council with that. You know, five.
Well, you're part of that city council.
I know it, but I don't trust it. And 1%, I would not vote. I'm a taxpayer representative on the council, so I would not vote to spend that money. Would just absolutely.
You mean
would
you
not.
Mean to you would not vote to institute a tax?
No. Well, okay. I mean, and I'm not going to say no to institute a tax, but I certainly would. If the tax is to be for public safety,
it should be for public safety.
All right, then it's going to go to public safety in its totality.
And let's talk about that. We got to take a break here. Let's talk about that too. You know, we got people in here talking in the chat room saying, you know, like 18%. My goodness, Ron. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Sorry. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, okay, sure thing. I've got a question. Does the body cameras, is that going to be funded by federal? Are we going to get a grant from the federal government, I guess it is, for those body cameras?
That is, Ron, that's a great question, and the answer to that is if we move forward too quickly in putting the cameras together, let's just say it's going to be $100,000 to buy the cameras.
Yep.
If we move forward too quickly and the federal government hasn't instituted that grant program, then we're locked out. We're not going to get it. So in other words, if we jump forward and pay $100,000 and get those cameras, then 2 months later or 6 months later, the federal government comes back and says, oh, we're going to start giving grants out for this. Oh, but Redding, you've already purchased your cameras. You already have them. So you're not going to be able to enter into this program.
And Ron, the cameras are the cheapest part of this whole plan.
Okay, but I do have a problem with that.
Okay.
Every time you accept money from the federal government, there's always a catch. It's just like the school system. When they accepted money, then they come under United Nations Agenda 21, and we get Common Core. So now I'm wondering if you accept the money from the federal government to buy those body cams, are we going to have federal police force here? And then after a while, just like Stockton and some of those other cities do, I mean, after the federal police force gets here, after that, then it's weapon confiscation. And I mean, I could go on down the line
Ron, but the thing with is like with Stockton, I believe Stockton's in bankruptcy.
It was because they were in bankruptcy, and they were taken over for a period of time.
Yeah, they couldn't afford to have a police.
But the police are back in there now.
Right.
Okay. But you know, but there's a lot of other things to it, Ron. Besides just the cameras, I sat on a board with the Highway Patrol on this, and the long pole in this tent is how do you store it? How do you use it in such a way that it protects the privacy of the individual yet is admissible? I mean, there is just 1,000 questions, and if I know that they're pushing it for us to get cameras here on our police, but what they need to do. Is look at what the cops in L.A. are just starting it, or look at what the California Highway Patrol are doing. Let them work this thing out. Then we can kind of like jump in on after they've made all the mistakes and have got all the technology there. Mm-hmm. Then for us to jump in for that, and it's going to cost us a lot less, and a lot of the problems we'd have to face is already going to be worked out, in my opinion. But thanks, that's a great question. Thank you. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott. I'm here with Gary Cadd, a Redding City Councilman. We'll be right back talking about a few other things that have to do with bids and permits and just a lot of other things. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds inside Wind River Resort and Casinos Elements Lounge, September 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz songs from the American Songbook. Dining, dancing, and a cool night of jazz with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. My very special guest this night will be Joe Larson on trombone and vocalist Joe Catania. Call 243-3377 for reservations for Lady Bott and the Bluebirds.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 25 minutes until 9 o'clock. Right here on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 72 degrees, going up to 93 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Can't say enough about that place for great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. Another veteran-owned business. Yes, another veteran-owned business here in town that does outstanding. Man's Last Stronghold, right off Athens Avenue, right across from Subway. Walk on down a little bit further, and you've got Classic Cafe with Kathy and Millie, who'll give you big hugs when you walk in, and great breakfast, outstanding lunches, all of this in here in town. Locally owned, locally operated. Head on down there to our friends at Classic Cafe and Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest is City Councilman Gary Cadd, and we've got all these things we're talking about. We talked about this 2% pay raise that you want to give everybody. My thing on this is when you give people raises, I understand they're saying, well, you know, gosh, it's, you know, it's got to keep up with the inflation and the compaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought compaction ended up and you had to take a lot of Metamucil or something like that. Let's go to the phones. Speaking of Metamucil, good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jerry.
Did you take your prunes, buddy? Hey, Gary, I got two quick questions.
Sure.
First one is, there is $300 million in unfunded pensions, and last night Tim Pappas was talking about another $250 million. Do you recall what that was for?
Yeah, I don't recall it. No, I do not.
But he was mentioning that the real figure is somewhere in the neighborhood of $600 million.
Oh,
so
we're
maybe
probably
when,
talking about bond indebtedness.
Yeah, because
yes,
I've heard that $600 million before with $300 unfunded.
Actually, so. I think it's closer to $700 million. But at one time I had that figure in some of my stuff. I'd go back to my computer and
isn't
find
the argument that other people make about this, and tell me if I'm wrong, which I'm sure both of you will, is that this is, you know, to say we owe this, you know, but we have so much money coming in. And as the economy continues to gain strength, that this money that's coming in, we can pay this off. And that's kind of like a mortgage on a house type thing that okay, we owe $300 million, but we're paying it off, mm-hmm. you know, every month. And that this is not something really to worry about.
Well,
I mean, isn't that the argument?
Well, in essence, if you let's say you go out and you get a $2 million bond, and that $2 million bond is going to cost you $200,000 a year. So you don't look at owing $2 million. You look at you have to pay
$200,000
a year.
Right.
Well, you can go out and keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and that, you know, that amount just doesn't look that big. But in the big total scope of things, like what Terry's saying that Mr. Pappas said last night, in the total scope of things, what is the indebtedness? And the indebtedness
goes on forever.
Well, yeah.
It could go on forever, but okay, Terry, I interrupted you. Terry, what did you have to say?
Well, I was just going to say that leads me into my second question, which is you were talking about the only way, and you're right, Carl, that we're going to be able to get that money is to raise taxes. Now, if you do a sales tax and you raise taxes, Gary, maybe you can explain to the folks that we would have to have an anti-subplantation clause in that, which that clause would specify that if this money is designated for something, it has to go there. They can't roundaboutly take it out and use it somewhere else.
Well, Terry, so this is the thing now. On a 50% vote, a majority vote, there's no lock. City Council can spend that money any old place that they and staff wants to spend it. And that's the reason why I made the comment that I don't trust this City Council or any future City Council. Because, see, we're, if you have a 1 cent, that's $20 million a year. You do it for 5 years, you're talking some real money, $100 million. And then the real interesting portion of that is who's going to take care of the sunset? In other words, is this going to end at the end of 5 years? Well, there's been talk that they want to do a sales tax and let the city council do the sunset. I am 1,000% against that. The people would institute it, and the people would have to re-up it
Let me say this, though. But in Anderson, they did this. They raised their sales tax, but they had another initiative that said that 55% had to be spent on the police, which they have. They've got new police officers, new equipment, new dogs, and it's worked out fine for them.
That is an advisory vote.
It is an advisory vote, but it has worked well in Anderson.
Yes.
Is there a reason that you think that it won't work well? Is it that our city council can't be trusted?
Well, it looks – I mean, I'll be straightforward with you. To me, in the 7 years that I've been either bird-dogging or been on the city council, I made the statement earlier I don't trust them, and I don't for spending money.
But it's a different city council.
But
they're all the same.
Let's go back. We didn't have to institute the PARS retirement for $70 million that got us in trouble back in January 1st, 2005. They could have started the retirement plan as of that date, January 1st, 2005. Oh, no, They went retroactive back to everybody's first day that they hired on and were under CalPERS. That's where that $70 million of unfunded pensions come from. So this is this is living in Disneyland.
Okay,
is what this is.
Terry, last thought, sir.
It's just amazing to me when you stop and think about $700 million in debt with 90,000 people. I mean, does anybody out there get this? I mean, we're on the hook for this, and it just never ceases to amaze me. In all the different counties that we go to, travel to, cities we talk to, 22 other counties, along with other counties we talk to, and even Southern California. Nothing like what's happening here. We're in a bubble. Does anybody get what's going on? That's a lot of money.
The bubble could burst. Okay, Terry. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, no, it's a good point, is that we owe this much money. But the argument against it is, and if I understand Mayor Sullivan and a couple others, is that we will be able to pay this off, and they look at it as a mortgage, and they don't see it as a house that your house keeps gaining equity, let's say. Well, then you start taking these HELOCs out. You keep adding, you know, more into the debt that we have to keep paying off. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Well, good morning, and good morning, Gary.
Hello, Henry. How are you?
Oh, I'm just plugging along. That's going, doing fine. We've been through a few battles before, so.
Yep.
Gary, you know, I want to thank you for your service on the city council.
Thank you.
And I'm really hoping that you stay with it and don't get disgusted with it. My next comment is the fact that on the city council, it appears that at least three of the council members can't read a financial statement. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if you keep spending money, you're going to be in debt to the point But it's either going to be a bankruptcy situation, or you're going to have to raise taxes to cover it.
The point of no return.
The point of no return. And I've heard you mention this before, and I've looked into it some myself. And it is a fact. It's down to the point that if these people don't get their act together, and we don't elect people to the city council that are business people that understand that, then I think we deserve what we get.
Well, you know what? That leads us to something else here before we take our break. A lot of the comments in the chat room is 18% of the people vote, maybe 20% of the people vote that are registered. 20% of the people, Henry. So, and then I tell you what, an election here for city council is swung by 200 or 300 votes. 100 votes makes a difference.
Well, if I remember right, Gary,
Gary won by 11. You know,
was it 11?
Well, yeah, but he had to bring in his family out of Oregon. You know,
they
came from Alaska, and they're still not sure, you know, that if they actually are his family. But the thing is that, see, when people think about, oh, what difference does it make my vote? Well, you know what? In a city council race, but you got several people running, it makes a huge difference. And then you can, you know, and so you have people that say, well, I don't see anything wrong with the way the permitting process works in the city of Reading. Or, gosh, you know what? The staff is usually right about these things. Or, you know, or doesn't give the staff the right direction on what they want. Like, you know what? I want three courses of action here, Kurt. I want one that does this. I want ones like this. And one you just come out of the wall on. So that they can have it instead of just one.
Happens in the city right
it
now.
It doesn't have to be that way. You control Kurt, and I say control. You give Kurt Starman instructions. Trust me, Kurt's going to follow those. I mean, he will. Kurt's a damn good manager. But he needs to have direction. Where is the direction coming from? Where is the future of our city?
Well, in my opinion, staff is to bring before the city council options to use.
Yep.
They don't do that. They bring recommendations and they automatically accept them. And that's not the proper way to run a city council.
Henry,
here's
the point. Gary Cadd is a member of the Reading City Council. Gary Cadd has taxpayer association in his DNA. I look to save money for the people. Or if we have a problem such as the unfunded pensions, at least scream it loud enough to the people start hearing. One of the biggest problems in the people of the city of Reading and the government they've got is they don't follow the city council meetings. If people came to the meetings, then if they get upset. Then they're going to start learning about what's going on. I have people at times ask me a question and say, well, how did that happen? And I said, well, the votes were on the council and nobody else was there.
And Henry, we have to run for a break. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about when we get back.
You.
Something. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Henry. Is the city just lost $65,000 on an item that I've been following. And I want to talk about that when we get back and this happens all the time. I don't know if it's all the time, but it happens enough to be obvious. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. It is 72 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. It is 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the very 1st of September, 2015.
The moment you walk into Walgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Walgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Walgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Walgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Walgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Walgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Walgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is Tuesday, the 1st of September. It is 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. Weather today and the rest of the week there, big guy.
Well, we're looking at 75 degrees in Redding right now, Carl, and it's a beautiful day on tap. The high will be about 95 degrees. Overnight low in right around 60, and then it starts dropping as we head deeper into the week. Daytime high tomorrow for Hump Day will be 87 with an overnight dropping
isn't
into
that great? Isn't that great? Ah!
And then as we go, we got actually a chance of rain by Thursday. So
okay. All right. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, where seniors and veterans get discounts. Redding City Councilman Gary Cad's with me today. And here's a question I want to ask here, too, is I follow the city council. Like I said, I sit in my bag of popcorn. I look at the agenda, go, whoa. You know, sometimes your popcorn jumps in the air. I saw on this one where a bid had been put out, and the lowest bidder had been disqualified.
Non-responsive.
Being non-responsive. And it went to the next lowest bidder, which... it's not even important who it is because this happens, I guess, fairly often. And so I called the department. I said, can you tell me what happened? And you know what? There's no secrecy or anything there. The guy was, wide open and talking to me. And he says, yeah, they left out a piece of paper. And in this case, it was, it's like a bond thing. And I said, well, and so how much did that cost us, that little piece of paper, cost the citizens? And the answer was something like $65,000. Mm-hmm. I said, well, don't you have when these bids come in, that somebody kind of goes through them and they have a little checklist. Okay, they've got all this. And if they don't, they just call them up and say, hey, you left this out. Because these aren't fly-by-night operations that come in here. These are guys that they've done business with for a long time, many, many times, many, many times over. Well, no, we don't, because they're opened up at one time. Because they're sealed bids. They're opened up at one time. Everybody's in there. And if somebody doesn't have that piece of paper, even if it's just a cursory piece of paper, it really doesn't mean anything. If they don't have it, they didn't follow the guidelines that the state put out, and it goes to the next highest bidder. So in this case, the city of Redding lost $65,000. Is this something that our hands are tied, that we don't have a way of checking on these things so that we could have – you know what? If you've got two or three of these a year, I mean, it's the cost of a community service officer. Now, the other thing, too, is I said, well, so what? Why don't you just give them a chance? Because the way it's set up, that another company that follows the rules could then sue and say, hey, wait a minute. They did not follow the details. And you can say, well, hey, look, they didn't follow the rules, and so they should be punished. But – if it's a rule that has been followed every other time, and for some reason it's an administrative mistake, why should it cost the citizens of Redding this much money?
Well, there have been that non-responsive is what you're talking about,
yeah,
on these contracts, and there's been a number of them. I've noticed them go through and on our agenda.
I've noticed a couple, but this one, it just seemed like on this one because it just kind of struck me as being, I was wondering what that was about, because I know the company in town. I know it's got a huge, huge respect
of people.
Well, you know, and for the most part, I would imagine that if a company came in second and they allowed the number one bidder, the low bidder, to add a piece of paper, a form to their, this is, the number two is probably going to come to the city and say, well, what are you doing? How come you're doing
this? How come you're doing this?
And the city could say, well, because we're going to allow them to put it in, and then it goes in, and then they're not going to sue. Why would somebody that deals with the city turn around and sue the city over?
Okay, and maybe they wouldn't, but the point is that the city automatically goes to the next bidder. Why isn't there? Is it the fact there's some kind of legislation or something that says that you can't have every one of the bids opened and looked at to make sure they meet all the requirements? Because well, and then you know, like a week before, and then you and if you go and say, okay, we got all these bids. Oh, okay, this one doesn't meet it, and you go back to the company. I mean, I'm just wondering.
Well, I've talked to the city early on when I got on the council in the day that those are open seems to be a day of real action amongst the different bidders about
oh, no,
we need
there.
To change this,
there.
We need
yeah.
to do that,
yeah.
we need to
they
do
may
this
have
over
to,
here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
I'm just wondering.
Well, I am too, and probably going to have to go back and start checking into it more because it seems like that there's the non-responsive bids, and we've had probably six or seven of them so far this year. There's been a number.
Okay,
number
well,
of
let's just say that all of them were an average of $50,000.
Well, yeah,
that's $300,000 out of the general fund.
That's two police
that's
officers.
That's two police officers or three community service mm-hmm. officers, and that's the way I've got to think about it. Let's go to the phones, Billy Bob.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
A quick comment on your contracts and letting those bids. That's contract law, and there's nothing you can do except throw the bids out and rebid it. That's all the city can do, and that's what they would have to start doing.
Okay. That's because it's a state law, right, Billy Bob?
Huh?
It's a state law, right?
No, it's just contract law. Yeah, it's
okay.
State. Yeah, but all the city could do is to say, hey, we throw everybody out and rebid it. So it costs a little money to do that, but not like you're talking.
Okay, so it costs a few thousand as opposed to tens of thousands.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So anyway, all right. That's all the city could do. Now, again, with the sale of Stillwater property for $840,000, everybody's clapping their hands. But and it's a good thing. It's a local good company, but I'm wondering if they're illegal employment. Most of their strawberry trimmers are illegal Mexicans, so we're going to have to make sure that we're not subsidizing those jobs at $5,000 a piece to illegal Mexicans.
Are you sure?
The second thing is that payment for that Stillwater Park cost is $680,000 a year. So, and it has been for numerous years. And my other point is that instead of giving raises, and Gary, stand up to these people and pour concrete around your feet, because I'm suggesting that the city of Reading is going to get tired of this stuff. They're overpaid anyway. And I'm going to sit next to them and watch how much paper and how much work they do and see if they're earning their $1,000 a day, which is absolutely preposterous. No one can work. No one can earn that much money. It's crazy unless you're a basketball player. So anyway, we ought to have a 40%, 30 to 40% cut in wages. And if we can't get people to start looking at that as a possibility, then I guess everybody's just going to have to quit paying their property taxes and then see what they do. All right, let you guys go.
Thanks, Billy Bob. I love Billy Bob. All right, Barbara. Good morning. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning,
I've been out in the North Reading area, and we've been watching the Oasis Road project be worked on for a few years, and we've been waiting anxiously for Costco, which was supposed to open out there, but I've been hearing rumors lately that perhaps that isn't going to happen. What is the status? Is it going to happen?
At the moment, Barbara, if it happens, it's going to be off in the future. I don't see it coming forward right at the moment. There seems to be some problems, and... So to answer you, no. I have been
a lot of money been spent out there.
Oh, you bet. I have been a big supporter
Oasis and the Oasis Town Center. I wanted to see Costco out there, the clothing store east of them, and then a sporting goods store south of them, and really get some sales tax money coming in for years and years. And right now, it's not looking in that direction.
So, is there a projected time frame for what the future means, or is that just on hold permanently?
Well, at the moment, it's on hold permanently because it doesn't seem that Costco and the developer in the city of Reading are really on the same page.
Well, wow, but this is a lot of money on an overpass.
Yeah, this is a big thing, Barbara. This is a good point. And you know what? Unfortunately, we've run out of time. But what we need to do is probably get in a city planner or maybe Kurt Starman and ask him about this. Where are we on this? But it's a good question. Thank you. That's for a future show. Okay, we've only got like a minute left. Gary, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow we've got the our veteran service officer, a new one for the county, Mac McCrory, is going to be on. Thursday is we've just got the whole week filled up with great things that are happening, talking about the what's happening to us right here in town and what's happening in our region right up here. But tomorrow, Mac McCrory, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, about the things that are going on with the veteran community here. But thank you so much for being here today. And tonight, everybody, if you don't like what's happening, go to city council. I know you have to wait to the end of the meeting, but then you can give your comments.
And get up and talk if you want to. If you hear something, talk.
Hey, remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A county clerk in Kentucky standing by her refusal to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Brown County Clerk Kim Davis citing her Christian convictions and refusing a license to two men who showed up at her office earlier today.
I simply told you all I'm willing to face my consequences as you all will face your consequences when it comes time for judgment.
Lawyers for two couples asking a judge to hold Davis in contempt, which could bring fines, jail time, or both. Davis refusing to issue any marriage licenses since the Supreme Court's ruling on so-called same-sex marriage. Wall Street starting off the month with a big sell-off. Key averages sharply lower. The market's worried about the Chinese economy following weak manufacturing numbers from China. Seaport Securities President Teddy Weisberg says he's seen it all before and there's no need to panic.
I've been doing this for 50 years. You have good months and you have bad months. I mean,